reminds me of when the house, you all have gone through a period of time, had they looked through and they showed them to different houses, and they found, and that was just the beginning of every house was going to face to what the thousands of decisions would think of. I've never built a house. Light fixtures experience. And it was a place Esther and I our life in. Mention home, back home, even don't live the image that comes up. Dennis didn't know this is what a little bit about built Bibles to Proverbs. And in chapter 8, we mentioned tonight are verse 1, those who build segue over in verse says by understanding. So the verse and the book, when you think back through the Bible and you think about God here, and then we move building up to Jesus, Israel, and we learn about the Jews and about how they served Jesus, and then Jesus, and then we have the letters to the book of right in the middle of the Bible, unlike any other book, which contains a series of help us to make us better Christians, compiled by just like us that lived that God felt were important. These are really the words. Flip back a couple, starting with some of these water, and hear the word heart to my knowledge. You keep them within you. Your trust may be known to you today, and for you 30 seconds, that you may give a true. So our lesson tonight is that are to follow. They're sayings that were Solomon would, how wise, over in your Bibles to First Kingdom of Solomon. First, we learn about God bestowed on, about how Solomon praised him. And it's beyond, was like the sand of wisdom, surpassed the wisdom, and of all the wisdom of and all the men, wise from Darda, the sons of the surrounding nations. Proverbs. And he spoke of tree Lebanon to the hyssop that grew a beast and fish, and people, the wisdom of earth, who had have a collection. Proverbs. I counted the Proverbs, but I don't. And then there were some other men who could read that Agar, he had a chapter about this king, and we don't know who the history was, but we know that God, the kings, or the verse 1, Solomon, and but Solomon's wisdom, never quite accurate. If you think back, in particular, the king's one that the people chose, regal, he was somebody, but his heart was. And so then came God to be. We learn is, but David had his own problem that when it came to build the temple, the right person, that job should go to some. This, he was the not responsibility. There was, he was wise. Read about some of the stories of him that was fair and that right expectations. I'll be with you tonight. Own Proverbs, by understanding. And is full of strength, which enhances his mind. Wisdom, he does not open his mouth. The purpose of the Proverbs, the rest of the Bible, it's, you know, why did, you know, what role does the old stories within it, our lives, there are, understand the context of Jesus, helps us understand some of, and it's important that read in Timothy, 2 Timothy to preach, do your best to present your, a worker who has known the word of truth. The Bible overall, but I would flip back to Proverbs. And the one who gets understanding being wisdom, and her profit precious than jewels, long left hand are riches and eyes of pleasantness. She told of her, blessed, founded the earth. By his knowledge drop down on the dew. Do not keep sin your soul. Then your foot will not stumble. Be afraid. Will be sweet. The writer of Proverbs, sir, and he tells us a little bit more before. Just read. Know, wisdom is such to your soul, hope, and your. You know, ultimately, that's what in chapter 3 that we want it, have it, and strive to. In chapter 24, verse, there will be a future. So, what is this future? Things go wrong in life. Of something you've done from God, where you're having trouble because, you know, I had. In fact, it came up a bit. Job chapter 4, Job went through the persecution. And then, if you were during this time, and so they came word, Eliphaz starts kind of long and soliloquy. Mortal man be right before his maker? On to say, reprove of the Almighty. You know, all this stuff happened to you. Knocked down all your livestock. And it must have been something you did that upset you. That, I'm sure. And on, at least on 10, he says, this would be the thing that I'm comforted by the facts of the Holy One. So I would tell you, I don't think a lot of the things that happen. But there's problems. I think that God is to those people. I do think in life are ourselves. And so what? And so think back. The Philippians was something that was very important. Took the ark. Ten Commandments in it. It was, remember the Philistines. And didn't take it back. Look at Samuel. About the ark and how they were getting. They were supposed to put it on pole. David again gathered all the. David arose and went with up from him the ark who sits enthroned on the a new cart, which was on the hill. Bringing the new cart with the ark came off that cart. And Uzzah reached out and he. It's a story that I had a little bit of in some ways, to be honest with you. Uzzah's sitting there. It's important to him. And it's important to them. And so that ark's about. I think he does what probably. It's that he reaches his. And God strikes. Understand. But the problem didn't reached out and grabbed it. It happened way before. Listening to instructions the way that they wanted it to do. And so it wasn't right. But, and that happens in life. Put ourselves in situations left between. And you know what you have to do because it's wrong steps before. Tonight, I want to things that I've highlighted. Situation. Building a house. Wisdom is make sure that we're in a position to have to touch the ark. They're supposed to be ourselves. And so when things and we built a Texas from that. 24, if you find. So I would tell you Proverbs is speaking. And that one sin is to build up the things around the hope, nothing else, which is. So by wisdom, we had us that we built earth. It was. We had. And. There were all these old houses that were. We liked it. We had it, but we felt like it. The house was. It was pretty hot to keep it up. And that. It wasn't built on a slab. And you could go down a little workspace. And so here, we were. The house really was built. So it would get. And of course, there was a vase in the floor to pass that leaked air. Windows. Neat, you know, when you kind of look at the windows. So we like that. But when it's, you could feel the windows were open. A breeze during the winter. At all. When we build up our lives to account the wind, really throughout the Bible, which really doesn't protect you, everything kind of blowing. It may keep the. Ours didn't, probably. And so that's what was different from knowledge. Knowledge is, you know, you have facts. You know, I think, you know, it just takes a little bit of time. As quickly as William Cooper back in the 1700s, and he said, knowledge and so they're not the same thing, said it. It's replete with hating those things which other people is. But wisdom, understand how things work, what the consequences of them. So wisdom, understanding of it, and use that knowledge. And this is a biblical, just William Cooper. Verses 50. And he's 52 scribes and had been learning from them. It says, and in stature. So it takes a little bit of time. Now I want to leave you three, which are found just a little while ago. Found in Proverbs 3. Starting in verse 1, it's before you and put a knife. Do not desire to food. Don't be. That's what it's saying. He's. Table. Don't. He's trying to get you, manipulate you. The way, kind of a long time ago, was in the middle of winter, kind of small guy from Washington, D.C., and it's. We didn't get a lot of snow. It felt. City. And it's kind of dark, which is lit up with people. Warm. Here and making things. Pulled you into this. Gave you some guys. You know, it's. It lets you in. But then that you've been deceived, not quite as much there as one. In verse 7, the wickedlive, and offspring are established, their houses are set God is upon them. The people of that don't follow God have. We're running a little quickly. It's from Proverbs 24. How we use our time. Make sure that we redeem our time. It says, prepare yourself in the field, witness against your neighbor. What's he saying here? He's saying you have to prepare. And there's a lot of things that worked, both. But then we pray. He put time into it. Proverbs 3. And behold, it covered with nettles and its stone. Then I saw and considered it a little sleep of the hands to rest upon you like a robber. If we don't work, but it's also true of the effort if we don't study. It will be a robber who is looking from here on earth. That robber in order to fight us on heavenly things. 3, in verse your eyes. Let your eyes. He wrote about it a little bit, Philippians 3. And straining towards the goal. When you're running a race, you don't. And in order to get there, you have to focus on. And what wall? Like this stone house, sturdy. It looks all around ourselves. Proverbs gives us today. It's a little bit chilly tonight. We get dark early. Changed and we live in an old house. I took the storm windows. House. And then, you know, around it kind of storm windows. Preparing your house for winter. Off. And you know, tonight who've left the. And so now. And the first step around and think about what needs house and say, okay, here I'm going to do it. The invitations are to get your life, if you're a Christian, to confess your sins, to put up a house by wisdom, he established the heaven and the cloud. My son, peace and discretion will be the life for your neck. Surely in your fit, you will not, your sleep, important is over in chapter 20 in the verses that we verse 14 know that there will be a future cut off hope because wisdom that he talks about in the reason that we should is explained here and is with it a lot of people that it's because of direct punishment for people right at work what must be by the end of the bargain. New idea. It's an idea that to know the story about how Job happened to Job and came to comfort him in which he was sorrowful 7 days and they didn't say then one of them where he says can a man be pure and then he goes is the one whom God despise not the discipline Job away you got your house it must have been something and God took it all away and Job thought about life. Chapter 26, and verse would be my comfort for the stuff that just happened. Denied the word. You know, getting sick to God. A lot of suffering in life. There's a lot of. And while I don't punish done that come up that we brought on and that I'm trying to make. Explain a little bit of that this in the story of Uzzah. The Ark of the Covenant and to the Israelites and took into bath, if you will. Had and if you took the arm to and then there's the story how they if you remember they had to put a priest to carry this 6 in verse 1 it says 30,000 from Beljudah and by the name of the Lord of hosts carried the ark the house of Abinadab which Abinadab were drawn for the ark remember that ark I guess I still you know the ark of God. And it's important to his people. What does it do? Do if we're sitting right there too. That's a little bit actually at that step. Uzzah. The problem because that they had stopped following his. I mean that was the action. You know we you know you're that's because messed up were a couple. And so, that we can do probably more than three, but three. that can help that city. And it's by building that house as a refuge that's built with wisdom based on God can do. We things are sort of set up the way related our stuff, and our things are challenging, we can live just from that. And Proverbs wisdom is sweet to your soul. That the rock is free from the toils of and ultimately that future transitions into something. House, the first time I first got married, we're really proud of our house. Part of town where he's kind of made it. And nice of a house. You know, they really hadn't done a whole lot. We were proud of it. It did crawl space underneath it. Plumbing was, and that's where they had, and it wasn't heated at all there. And about this time, how poor, a little bit cold, really thin, cold, not insulated, would get cold. Cable had been built, you know, drilled hole. So they're whole. And there was the old original, which looked clear. They were kind of the old leaded. Thought that was neat. I didn't like it as much, but it was almost like the wind in bed, and you could feel it in your bedroom. Well built. That's sort of what happens when we get to not only in the Proverbs, the house ends up being this house in which you can sort of keep you warm. Who knows, your roof may leak then. So how is wisdom? I think we all know what you can learn a sage. Not pretty easy to come by. Recently. But doesn't necessarily thought a lot about this quote, which I thought was interesting. Far from being one. Oftentimes they're not even knowledge dwells in heaven. So knowledge is just regurgitated. But wisdom to their own, that he has learned so much, he knows no more. When you have wisdom, and you don't understand what that is, and then gain so that you choices. In Luke, Jesus, and he's in the temple. At the end of this story, in verse, because he'd been working with increased in wisdom. Are based on wisdom. Three principles talked about. And the first is ruler, observe carefully if you are given to appetite, for they are a deceptive of the world. When you're sitting at the key, there's food there, deceptive. He wants you to do. He's trying to weigh sin is. And that's, you know, I can remember when I was in Washington, D.C., and just a winter before. That was kind of a big deal. And it felt cold out. And I can remember we're walking through and there's this Starbucks packed to the brim, and it's coffee cups, and you can hear them get in. It sheltered you from the cold. And that's kind of what's the street, and you're looking at it, and it draws you. You realize that you realize that there's Job 20 says, why in power? They're before their eyes. And no rod of, he felt like, why this happened to them? It doesn't really matter. It's for us. Treasures of the world. These next couple. Based on this wisdom. From verse 27. And it's about making, and that we're useful. And get everything for house. Be not a whips. Work. You have to be ready. King Jesus was not as a carpenter. It's about him getting up early into, that he put better. That I passed the field of the sacking sense, thorns. The ground was broken down. Destruction. A little folding. And poverty will come to an armed man. Life. Honest. If we don't put forth work at being a Christian, a different kind of robber, though. And it will be a Russians, that our possessions are heavenly possessions. So the last point, in order to escape, is that we need to focus. Proverbs, see your heart and my ways. About this, and it was the same concept in getting what is behind us on towards on the goal. And the goal is to finish. You focus on heavenly things, building up those around you. Successes builds this stone house looks impenetrable. Wall, we if we take that the writer, you know, it start the leaves of. And started putting up. So, what does that storm wind? Well, it insulates, framing a lot of the caulk out. And I caulked up. When you do that, will your paint that had flaked keep the wood from rotting? It's kind of like winter. You have your house. See some people in the audience a little bit. start getting ready for winter. Ready? Is to look, kind of survey what I need to do, and this is. And so for you, it's an invitation to come forward and to confess are not a Christian baptized from all that's around. And you know what you have to do because it's wrong steps before. Tonight, I want to do things that I've highlighted. Situation. Building a house. Wisdom. Is make sure that we're in a position to have to touch the ark. They're supposed to be ourselves. And so when things and we built a Texas from that. 24, if you find. So I would tell you, Proverbs is speaking. And that one sin is to build up the things around to hope. Something else, which is. So by wisdom, we had a house that we built. Or it was. We had. And there were all these old houses that were. And we liked it. We had what we felt like. The house was. It was pretty hot to keep it up. And that it wasn't built on a slab. And you could go to a little workspace. And so here, we were the house really was built. So it would get. And of course, there was a vase in the floor to pass that leaked air. Windows. Neat, you know, when you kind of looked at windows. So we liked that. But when it's, you could feel the windows were open. A breeze during the winter. At all. When we build up our lives to account the wind, really throughout the Bible, which really doesn't protect you, everything kind of blowing. It may keep the ours didn't, probably. And so that's what was different from knowledge. Knowledge is, you know, you have facts. You know, I think, you know, it just takes a little bit of time as quickly as William Cooper back in the 1700s. And he said, knowledge and so they're not the same thing, except it. It's replete with hating those things which other people is. But wisdom, house, the first time I first got married, we're really proud of our house. Part of town where he's kind of made it. And nice of a house. You know, they really hadn't done a whole lot. We were proud of it. It did crawl space underneath it. Plumbing was, and that's where they. And it wasn't heated at all there. And about this time, every. How poor, a bit cold. Really thin. Cold, not insulated. Get cold. Cable had been built. You know, drilled hole. So they're whole. And there was the old original, which looked clear. They were kind of the old leaded. Thought that was neat. I didn't like it as much, but it was almost like the wind in bed, and you could feel it in your bedroom. Well built. That's sort of what happens when we to not only in the Proverbs, the house ends up being this house in which you can sort of keep you warm. Who knows, your roof may leak then. So how is wisdom? I think we all know what you can learn a sage. That's pretty easy to come by. Recently. But doesn't necessarily. Thought a lot about this quote, which I thought was interesting. Far from being one. Oftentimes they're not even knowledge dwells in heaven. So knowledge is just regurgitation. But wisdom to their own. That he has learned so much, he knows no more. When you have wisdom, and you don't understand what that is, and then gain so that you choices. In Luke, Jesus, and he's in the temple. At the end of this story, in verse, because he'd been working with, increased in wisdom, which are based on wisdom. Three principles we talked about. And the first is, ruler, observe carefully if you are given to appetite, for they are a deceptive of the world. When you're sitting at the key, there's food there, deceptive. He wants you to do. He's trying to the way sin is. And that's, you know, I can remember when I was in Washington, D.C., and just a winter before. And that was kind of a big deal. And it felt cold out. And I can remember we're walking through this, and there's this Starbucks packed to the brim, and it's coffee cups, and you can hear them get in. Sheltered you from the cold. And that's kind of what's the street, and you're looking at it, and it draws you. You realize that you realize that there's Job 20 says, why in power they're before their eyes, and no rod of. He felt like, why this happened to them? It doesn't really matter. that for us. Treasures of the world. These next couple. Based on this wisdom. From verse 27. And it's about making, and that we're useful, and get everything for our house. Be not of lips. Work. You have to be ready. King Jesus was job as a carpenter. It's about him getting up early into that he put better. God passed the field of the sacking sense. Thorns. The ground was broken down. Destruction. A little folded. And poverty will come to an armed man. Life. Honest. If we don't put forth work at being a Christian, a different kind of robber, though, and it will be a robber's, that our possessions are heavenly possessions. So the last point, to escape, is that we need to focus. Proverbs, see your heart and my ways. About this. And it was the same concept in getting what is behind us on towards on the goal. And the goal is to finish. You focus on heavenly things. Building up those around you. Possesses builds this stone house looks impenetrable. Wall, if the writer, you know, it's start the leaves of, and started putting up. So what does that storm wind? Well, it insulates, framing a lot of the caulk out. And I caulked up. When you do that, will your paint that had flaked keep the wood from rotting? It's kind of like winter. You have your house. See some people in the audience a little bit. Start getting ready for winter. Ready. Is to look, kind of survey what I need to do, and this is. And so for you, it's an invitation to come forward and to confess. Are not a Christian, baptized from all that's around.